That's when you do people up. That's when we're supposed to take them when we have to eat that salt. It's pork chilies.
Uh-huh.
They're grease.
You eat them that way?
There ain't nothing good though without a little salt in it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you then.
No, that's right.
You got to have just a little bit of salt in there to change that taste something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But when I went back to the doctor, he said, oh, now you can use some salt. He's had my blood pressure plumb down low, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He said, now you can go to using some salt. I've got to go back to him another time. This was costing us about $40 a week. See that doctor and get these pills. Some of them cost me 50 cents a piece.
Boy, that hurts, doesn't it? But just, aren't you glad you can do it? It's a pleasure to be able to go there.
It certainly is.
I told my wife, I said, now listen, I'm not scared about dying or anything like that, but I'm going to take this medicine.
That's the way I feel. I'm not afraid to die. It's just that I don't want to go yet. I've got too much to do.
I'm heavy.
By George, I got a wife and two little girls, and there are a lot of things I've got to do.
I just always pray for the Lord, let me live right. My young's all grown.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank
you. Well, even then, yeah. You have duty. Yeah,
yeah. Listen, I don't want to die, and ain't nobody wants to die.
That's the way I feel.
They'll just grab the last thing there is to live, won't they?
Mm-hmm.
I hope I don't have to pull up.
I'm not telling no story about it. I hate to die.
Yeah,
because there's so many things here I see, you know, and I'm just talking to friends, and I know that's over. Of course,
if you live true to the Lord, you're going to see things more great than in this world.
I know.
Why are we worried about that?
Well, that's the way I feel too, but that can wait. If it's all right with a good Lord, just let him be patient.
Yeah, I know.
I had a little card here a while back. I was reading it to my wife. I got found it in the dresser door the other day.
I
said,
put that somewhere I find it. Somewhere.
When you're driving 40, let's see, what do you say? Lord, I'm on my way. And when you get it up to 50 or 60, say, Lord, here I come. It tells four or five places, you know. And hey, all are on the way, you know. Let's see, what does this? What kind of song do they sing at last?
Near My God
Bless.
Yeah,
Near My God
Bless. Near My God
Bless. Oh boy, that's true too. You just don't stand a chance if you have a collision then. Oh, did you kill your own beef?
Huh?
Did you kill your own meat?
We used to kill lots of it. All of the hog meat. We kept a smoke house full of hog meat on it.
Mm-hmm.
Never did get out of meat, but we had plenty of hog.
Mm-hmm.
See, that country where we lived up there, we could raise them on the outside, and then we had plenty of corn.
Mm-hmm.
When we got, we just put a lot full of them, maybe 15, 20, and feed them until they couldn't hardly walk. We'd
mm-hmm.
kill them.
Mm-hmm. Did you call anything when you got your meat ready, when you killed your hogs and skinned them? And
you scalded them.
Or scalded them and scraped them and then cut them up in pieces?
Yeah, washed them, cut the hams off and the shoulders and
uh-huh.
middling, and ground the lines in here from sausage in here.
Mm-hmm.
We'd have sacks and sacks of sausage.
Mm. Did you grind the liver up too?
No, we never did grind no liver. We'd all slice that and fry it. But it's good, you know, it didn't have no bumps on it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the hog liver bad.
Oh.
Yeah, they have bad knots in it.
Did you use the blood for anything?
Uh-uh, never did.
Now you mentioned Midlands. What did you do with those?
We just hung them up and that was to cook like turnip greens and
uh-huh.
big old middlings, so some of them be
what
that.
We call bacon now. You
we call it bacon. You know, you get it in sliced bacon, they don't have it like that. But these old hogs that have middlings that thick, it take a long knot to reach one of them.
Mm.
You just cut that up in chunks, and I guess that's the reason we live so long. I don't know. We had all that plenty of meat.
Did you smoke that or
yeah.
salt it?
Mm-hmm. My wife would smoke, we'd cut hickory wood, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And little pieces, and she'd smoke that for 2 or 3 weeks.